us December the 22nd for our annual on-air Christmas party during Swap Shop. We'll be drawing for our Christmas card winner, who will receive a $100 Visa gift card, $75 grocery shopping card, a new Bible, and more. To register, it's simple. Just send us a Christmas card. WGCR 3232 Hendersonville Highway, Pisgah Forest, North Carolina, 28768. We'll be reading the cards during Swap Shop and again announce our winner on December 22nd. That address again, 3232 Hendersonville Highway, Pisgah Forest, North Carolina, 28768. Merry Christmas to you and your family from the staff and management of Anchor Broadcasting.
This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christmas musical heritage. During the 19th century, there were a number of Anglican ministers and scholars, such as John M. Neill, who developed a keen interest in rediscovering and translating into English many of the ancient Greek, Latin, and German hymns. John Neill undoubtedly did more than any other person to make available the rich heritage of Greek and Latin hymns. Advent, beginning 4 days before Christmas, is the season of the church year that emphasizes the anticipation of the first coming of Christ to this earth. His coming as the Messiah was first prophesied in the 6th century B.C. when the Jews were captive in Babylon. For centuries thereafter, faithful Hebrews looked for their Messiah with great longing and expectation, echoing the prayer that he would ransom captive Israel. The tragedy of tragedies, however, is the biblical and historical fact that he did come unto his own, and his own received him not. Today, most of the hymn books use just 5 of the original statements addressed to the anticipated Messiah. Verse 1, Emmanuel. Verse 2, the Lord of Might. Verse 3, the Rod of Jesse. Verse 4, the Day Spring. And verse 5, Thou Key of David. Thus the song, O Come, Emmanuel. A Christmas Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
With that familiar theme, we welcome you to a Wednesday.
What started out to be a wet Tuesday.
Was it raining when you came?
It was pouring. I mean, we all, I don't know if you can use this now in the politically correct arena, but cats and dogs.
Yeah, no animals were harmed.
No animals were harmed in the introduction of this day. And the fact that, yes, it was pouring the rain this morning early. They kind of hit the forecast right. It came in earlier, I think, a little than expected, but the heavy rain, about 3-4 o'clock, and it just poured all the way here. There was a lot of water on the highway. I mean, I had to go real slow trying to get here. Not to mention, I was talking like the trifecta here. You got to watch. I mean, literally, I saw deer standing in the edge of the roadway in the pouring rain. So,
oh, wow.
So there was deer out, there was fog out, there was rain out, there was water on.
And it was dark.
And it was dark, and I mean, it had everything going on. So I just like, psh, let's just gear this thing way back down and go really, really slow today. Wow. Yeah, but anyway.
Is it odd for deer to be out in the rain?
Well, usually, I mean, I don't know. I've killed deer in the rain before. You know, I've hunted in the rain, mm-hmm. not a heavy rain.
Yeah.
But I've been out when it's wet. But, man, I just couldn't believe it. I think they were confused. Because
or really hungry.
It was when I come out by that field next to my house, there was three standing out in the field there. And I'm like, I don't, you know, normally you wouldn't see that. I don't. But they were looked fine, and they were eating, so I don't know. I just kind of just went right on by them. But.
Well, it did rain hard. I heard it at my house about 2:30-ish right in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
I don't know if there was some thunder, but the dogs got riled up.
It was lightning this morning
when I
was coming in. Yeah.
There we go.
I didn't hear the thunder, but there were flashes of lightning coming into work.
So it may have just been the lightning that we're kind of getting them out of sorts. But 1.7.
Yeah.
Inches here.
Yeah, I measured that this morning. It was pouring the rain when I got out of my vehicle to measure that, and then of course we got a little bit after that, as the system moved on out. So a little bit we're glad. I mean, I'm glad that we got some rain. We needed it.
And hopefully it'll help the fire over in Haywood County.
Oh yeah.
They said they're still battling it.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got close to 90 folks. They had that many boots on the ground. I guess this was yesterday's numbers.
Yeah.
But if you're traveling over on I-40 in the Jonathan Creek, Fines Creek area, let me get my map here. I'm all out of sorts. Here we go.
It zoomed you out pretty good.
I was like, where am I? It's looking pretty good right now, and we're thankful for that. But just a heads up that, the bridge work through there has it down to one lane in each direction.
Right.
And it'll keep you that way for about 5 or 6 miles.
Yeah, it's going to be slow going as you, and hopefully this rain has, it's settled the smoke and has got a lot of the moisture on the ground enough to where it will dampen these the fuel, because it's been very, very dry over there in that part of the county. So hopefully they'll get a break.
And there, you'd have to like backpack a goat in there to try to fight where they're fighting.
Right.
I mean, it's straight up. I don't know if an alpaca could make it or not. They're supposed to be sure-footed animals, right? Alpacas.
Yeah, those. And yeah, they're pretty good.
That's a big, like, alpacas are trendy now.
Yeah.
Do you know they have them at weddings?
It's a thing, I guess.
It's an alpaca.
Yeah.
I mean, it can't sing for you. It don't play an instrument.
No, it's just got that face. It's just like the face of it, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Is it an alpaca that will spit at you?
I think they all will.
Okay.
I think they will. Camels will do it too. They love to spit at you.
I was like, but why would, I'm not against it. I'm just trying to understand.
Now there's the alpaca, and then there's the llama, and they're two different. They're two different kinds. There's the llamas. I think they're part of, they're in another part of the world, I think, but llamas and alpacas, but there, a lot of places are raising alpacas.
It's a big thing now.
Yeah. For their coat, they shear them just like sheep, and, there's all kinds of stuff they can use. So, I don't know.
Okay. A llama will spit at you. I was like, and having animals at your wedding.
Yeah.
That's apparently a new kind of, in style thing.
Okay.
I don't understand.
I had enough animals at my wedding. They were pretty much over on the in-law side.
Uh-oh.
So anyone else get an amen out there?
I just think your name got struck from the Christmas list.
Just go ahead and get an amen. Might as well. Y'all agree with me. Y'all know what I'm talking about. It's an amen.
I'm in the OME category.
Get a witness on that one.
I believe they're hanging you out on that one.
Yeah, we'll see if anybody's
quiet. No. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
And let's see. Wanted to ask folks in the area to be on the lookout for a food trailer that was stolen in Hendersonville yesterday.
Yeah.
And I know someone who knows these ladies, and she says they are very good Christian ladies, and this is their only form of income.
Yeah.
It is a big, nice trailer, And on the side of it, it's like airbrushed a picture of the two ladies, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
But it's two very pretty ladies. And it says Double K Teas and Treats.
Right.
And it's like a food trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And it was stolen from the Allen Road area on the 26th, just a few days ago.
Right.
I'm not sure where Allen Road is. If anybody listening can give me kind of a marker.
Out toward there's Allen and there's West Allen. All of that is out toward out Tracy Grove, Dana area.
Okay,
so
Dana.
That's out
gotcha.
Toward a Dana area.
Okay.
I believe that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you've seen anything, you're getting your amens now. If you've seen anything, they ask you to please contact the Henderson County Sheriff's Department.
Yeah.
So I hate that.
Very expensive trailer, not to mention the setup that they have in there to cook with and all that stuff. It's a very nice trailer. Should be easy to spot unless, you know, it gets painted over in a hurry. But, again, I've noticed a lot of businesses, especially construction companies, were having problems with that, with people coming in and stealing their work trailers and getting all their tools and all that stuff off of work sites. So, and they're hard to trace. They're hard to track because of the registration issues. It's very difficult. So, be on the lookout.
Yeah, and thank you, Miss Karen. Four Seasons Hospice is on South Allen.
That's what I thought.
So,
yeah,
but be on
way.
The lookout, please. Yeah. Be on the lookout.
Yep.
Well, okay. I don't know if people. Okay, there's just. Okay, I'm just going to jump in here. I don't know if people have too much time on their hands,
mm-hmm.
but I see maybe the whole meaning behind what this guy over in England did, but he's an engraver.
Okay.
And he does intricate work, I mean, masterpieces. And he's 76 years old. So, I mean, he's not a spring chicken.
Right.
But his church in England was doing a live nativity display, and they also had, like, other nativity displays that people could purchase, you know, for
mm-hmm.
their home. But
okay.
they had a live one as well. So he wanted to make a contribution. And so he got this idea that he would engrave the nativity display on a tiny piece of gold.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm thinking, a tiny piece of gold. Maybe, you know, like the size of a quarter. And then I was reading further. It said it took him like, you know, 40 hours. He could only work like 8 hours a day. He took beta blockers to reduce his heart rate so he wouldn't be jittery. He had Botox-style injections around his eyes so that the nerves and muscles wouldn't twitch. And I'm like, he's doing all this to engrave a nativity on mm-hmm. a piece of gold the size of a quarter.
Okay.
Well, no. And he also, I mean, even further, he worked between midnight and 5 a.m. so that there would not be traffic vibrations in his workshop.
Hmm.
Okay, here's the deal. Okay, it's worth about $20,000.
Okay.
This tiny piece of gold. And I did see a picture of it magnified many times. It was a piece of gold that fit inside the eye of a needle.
Oh, my.
Now, I can't even thread a needle much these days where I'm at in life with my eyesight. You can lick it and twist it and do everything mm-hmm. you want to, cut it off and start over. But yeah.
Now, wait a minute.
The eye, inside the eye where you thread it.
Yeah.
That was a piece of gold that fit in the eye of the needle, and he engraved the nativity on that. So no wonder the man had to take things to slow his heart rate and shots around his eyes to keep it. And he said that if he messed up, he had to start over because it's so tiny. But how would you even come up with this idea?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of the logistics, not to mention the equipment that it would take to get something magnified that size that you could actually What kind of tool?
He had a Mac Daddy microscope. You can see this on Fox News is where I got the story.
Right.
And you can see him and you can see a picture of it.
That's incredible.
But a piece of gold that fit in the eye of a needle.
Of course, they don't tell you what size of the needle.
Well, yeah. it didn't say. It took him, again, about 40 man hours on there.
Uh-huh.
So, and it's worth, I mean, I give, maybe somebody would pay $20,660 if we want to be exact. So if you've got somebody hard to buy for on your Christmas list, I promise you they probably don't have a nativity engraved on a piece of gold that would fit in the eye of a needle.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how you would even keep up with that.
Wow.
But it was still the picture that I saw before they magnified it. They showed the eye of the needle. So anyhow, to each his own.
Yeah.
And the other story, to each his own, the students at Coastal Carolina University, that's in North Carolina.
Charleston.
Okay, Charleston.
Charleston,
yeah.
Yep.
They've got finals coming up before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of the professors or some of the college administration came up with a way to try to break some of the stress. So starting next week, December 5th and 6th, which is Monday and Tuesday, there's a phone number that you can call between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m., and someone on the other end you can request, and they will sing a Christmas carol to you.
Aw.
Yeah.
Well, how about that?
I wonder how many calls they get.
Just have someone sing a Christmas carol
to you. Yeah, you call, and they've been doing this for 10 years. And they say that it's a great release for the students during the week leading up to finals, and it also brings some great Christmas spirit and cheer. Hmm. They said they have had teachers call and ask you to sing to their classroom. Last year, they had a student studying in Italy, studying abroad in Italy, called and asked for a carol. So if you're interested, here's the phone number. If you want to call somebody and ask them to sing a song for you.
Wow.
I don't think it costs anything.
Hmm.
I guess it's just for the benefit of the student and maybe spreading a little Christmas cheer to, I don't know, 843-234-3411. If, again, it's only Monday and Tuesday of next week, 8 a.m., 8 p.m., 843-234-3411.
Yeah, well, you know, we don't offer that service here. Yeah.
Well, you could call Brother Eddie.
I started to say, you know, we could try to cheer you up.
Between the hours of 2 a.m. And 4 a.m.
Don't call. You know, if you call at 4:01, I might be able to answer. But no.
I'm kidding.
We could sing you a Christmas carol, we'll give it a shot anyway. May not go over. May not do a whole lot for encouraging you or anything like or calm your nerves down or anything.
I was like, anyway.
Yeah, okay. But I thought that's neat.
You know,
that's pretty neat. Whatever works, yeah.
Yeah, and if it helps them, you know, and they get calls,
yeah. Why not?
Go for it.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to turn the page here. Saw this. I believe I grabbed this off of Fox Carolina as well. IC Cars, that's a company. It's an online marketplace.
Right.
And they do analysis of all different facts to deal with cars.
Mm-hmm.
They have come up with the top 10 longest lasting vehicles that you can buy. Highly durable vehicles capable of more than 250,000 miles.
Sign me up.
So here we go. I'm just wondering, okay, you used to, when a car was getting like in the upper 80s to low 90s, we'd be looking to trade it just growing up. That's kind of how we rolled it in our family. That's what my parents did. So, you know, you didn't really keep a car when it got 100,000 because you were kind of toward the end of its life.
Yeah.
But nowadays, I hear more and more. I mean, my van's got like 180-something thousand miles on it,
right.
And it still runs, and I love it. So, anyway, I'm just wondering. I think cars are lasting longer now.
I think so.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think so. And, of course, you know, there was a time back in, I guess, in the 70s and 80s, you know, of course, with the fuel crisis and all that came along in the 70s and the 80s, and competition was pretty hot and heavy between overseas companies and American companies. And there for a while, American companies had to catch up. They were playing catch up because a lot of the foreign-made vehicles – things, you know, all
Nissan,
the different Nissan,
Toyotas,
all those, you know, were hitting the market here in America.
Yeah.
And, of course, they were lasting a long time. Now, of course, depending on where you live.
You got to take care of them,
You got to take care of them, you know. But it's nothing. for those older model. I see them all the time, as you see on IC cars and marketplaces mm-hmm. and things like that. You'll find those Toyota trucks that are, you know, that were made in the 80s. We're talking 40 years old.
Yeah.
That's got in excess 400, 500,000 miles on them, and they're still going.
Yeah.
So it's not like, I mean, so America had to play catch up. But then they are making better cars, I think, here in America now, too. Mm-hmm. So it's
yeah.
just...
I thought I read sometime back that this truck had made it 1,000,000 miles, mm-hmm. but I don't know. I think the company was wanting to buy it and use
it
as promotion.
As a matter of fact, I think it was Chevrolet.
Yeah.
It was Chevrolet.
Okay.
I think we read that story.
I thought
it was
so.
Chevrolet or GM product that they wanted to buy it back because, yeah.
And on this list, there's only two cars. The others are trucks or SUVs.
Cool.
So they say, and I'll start with number 10. And this is the average life
right.
that they found, coming in at just under 245,000 miles average is the Toyota Highlander.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's followed by the Toyota Avalon, who gets an average lifespan of 245,710 miles.
Mm.
The Honda Ridgeline has an average life of over 248,500.
Okay.
The Chevrolet Tahoe, over 250,000 miles. The Toyota Prius, 256,01. The GMC Yukon XL comes in at number 5. 252,360 miles.
Yeah.
Then the Toyota Tundra is 256 plus. That's 256,000.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have a big jump. The Chevrolet Suburban.
There you go.
265,732 miles is the average life of a Chevrolet Suburban.
That's why you see so many of them still on the road.
And that's why they cost what they do.
Yep, that's right.
And then you got the Toyota Land Cruiser at over 280,000. And the top longest lasting vehicle that they say on the market as far as mileage in its lifetime is the Toyota Sequoia.
Hmm.
296,509 miles.
So out of those 10, what? I think I counted five Toyotas.
Five were Toyotas,
yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
And then you got two Chevrolets.
Mm-hmm.
A Honda.
Honda.
And a GMC. And Chevrolet.
Interesting.
Wow.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's hard to beat them. Everybody talks about them. That's why they're so pricey. I mean,
yeah.
to go, you can't, I'm just amazed. When you go to a car lot these days and what you're looking at. I mean, the first place, of course, our last house is the one we just recently bought, was the only house we've ever owned. Well, two, but I mean, you can't, the first house I bought was cheaper than the one of those Suburbans.
Yeah.
My house was cheaper than that.
I'm just kind of really out of touch with the.
It's incredible
what the prices are,
right?
And I had such, I really didn't believe it that you know, yeah. So there you have it. And if you're trying to call us, I'll ask you a big favor. We've got some folks out sick, and so if you would call 828-884-7610, and Brother RR can text us our.
Yeah, Miss Karen added to the list on a partridge in a pear tree. Yep.
Oh, yep. Tell you what.
Wow,
man,
it's incredible.
Happy day in the morning.
It's amazing.
It is. Well, we're going to see a lot of nice vehicles in the parades coming up this weekend.
Oh, yes.
And reminding you, the Brevard Parade is Saturday at 4, Hendersonville at 6, and then Rosman at 4, at 2 on Sunday.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of different things going on after each of these parades and before some of them, so you can take advantage of those. But there's quite a few things going on in our mm-hmm. area. I did a search of Christmas events near me.
Okay.
Yeah. So you got the Biltmore. They've got the candlelight tour and all that. But again, reminding you, it costs to go in there.
Oh, yes.
Last time I checked, I'm like, no, I don't want to buy stock. I just want to go visit one day. So,
yeah.
But anyway, Hendersonville's got their home for the holidays. They also have something going on called the Peppermint Bear Scavenger Hunt.
Wow.
And if it's in downtown Hendersonville, and if you take your kids, They get clues that lead them throughout downtown, and they say it's pretty fun. The Aluminum Christmas Tree Museum, never knew there was such a thing, and it's in Brevard at the Transylvania Heritage Museum. Earthshine in Brevard is doing an Appalachian Christmas. The Polar Express is over in Bryson City. Now, I will add, some of these costs, so you need to do your research, but I'm just kind of giving you some ideas. The Speedway Christmas at Concord at Charlotte Motor Speedway.
You go,
and they've got the whole thing decorated, kind of like Bristol, I'm assuming.
Yep.
Tweetsy Christmas there in Blowin' Rock, along with Christmas in the Park. And then in Banner Elk, Apple Hill Farm Christmas Celebration. You also have a Small Town Christmas there in Banner Elk. Winter Wonder Lights in Greensboro. The National Gingerbread House Competition over at Asheville.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be Grove Park, but it's called now the Omni.
I think so. I'm not sure what it's called.
I still call it Grove Park just because I'm. And note that you got to pay to park. And you can only go a couple of days during the week because for the weekend it's reserved for their guest only.
Yeah.
So just a heads up there. There's lights at the Arboretum. And I've heard it's very good there. Has anybody heard lights at
Lake Julian?
Yep.
They are.
Okay.
Yes.
And the lights at Lake Julian, I think that what you pay when you go in per vehicle, that goes for a special charity, nonprofit type thing.
I just know that they were having it. I saw a blurb that they were having it because there is some major construction going on right next to it.
Okay.
But I believe they are going to have it from what I saw. Okay.
And we went there last year and took the kids, and they, you know, enjoyed it.
Yep.
And then you also have got for city Christmas lights, the Light the Nights in Christmas Village in Charlotte. You've got Dillsboro downtown. Flat Rock Playhouse is doing a Charlie Brown Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Morganton's got a drive-through Christmas parade. That piqued my interest, but I didn't get much more. You've got stuff in Highlands, Chimney Rock. Shadrach's Christmas show that used to be over at the Ag Center is at the Tryon Equestrian Center.
Okay,
is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then McAddenville.
Yeah.
That is last on the list, but that is known as Christmastown USA.
Yeah, yeah. They do it big there.
Big time.
Big time.
And it used to be that you could, if you participated in decorating, that somehow you got some help with your power bill.
Oh, wow.
Because they wanted so many people to participate because it draws people in, which is good for the local businesses. I will say it gets pretty busy.
Yeah.
Down there.
Yeah. And a lot of the places we went last year took our young people over to Lake Julian.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good. We went through, the line does get pretty long in a hurry.
Yeah.
So
especially
kinda,
on the weekends.
Especially on the weekends. So kind of, we went on a Saturday night. So, if you have a van or if you got some place, you know, I don't know if you can take a major bus through there because it was kind of tight even for the van. But if you've got a church van or something like that, get as many people as you can in there. They do charge a little bit more for the vans versus cars, but you can get as many people as you can legally in the van and go through.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
We took the little bus and took some of the young people here.
Mm-hmm.
And the gentleman who greeted us actually listened to the radio station. So when he saw anchor on the side of our little bus there. So it was fun. We enjoyed it. And if it's not busy, we went during the week.
Yeah.
And it wasn't bad. And they actually let us go around an extra time.
Yeah.
We enjoyed it.
And also, they've got the music that you can tune in. I think if we did, I think you can tune your radio to the music frequency that there, and then you have listened to the instrument, you know, Christmas music as you make your tour.
Yeah.
So that's good news.
So get out and enjoy it.
Yep.
And of course, we're not putting our seal of approval on everything we just read.
No.
We're just telling you those are some things that we know about.
Yeah.
And let me add Holly Wild, because if you want Christmas lights and if you want animals that stick their head in the car and lick you and scare you.
Oh, yeah.
Some of those big animals want to put their head in the window, and it bothers me just a little bit.
Yeah.
That's just me. But it's a lot of fun. My kids, that was part of their Christmas memories growing up.
They let you drive out in the middle of the field where the deer are.
Yeah.
And I can tell you right now, I mean, you kind of just swarm your vehicle. You're afraid you're going to run over something.
Yeah, because they know.
Because I was driving, and they know that you got something
that
in your hands.
Yeah.
And they come right up to the windows.
Yeah.
So, Thank you, Ms. Karen. Appreciate the information. They are, Lake Julian is gearing up for their Festival of Lights, and they're going to also offer two special walkthrough nights.
Uh-oh.
So you're going to be able to walk through. And it is a special fundraiser for the Special Olympics for Buncombe County, as 20% of the proceeds go to the organization. So, again, that's a worthwhile effort for the folks there. Also, we had a caller, Miss Leona, called in and said her 2004 Toyota Tundra, 334,500 miles. Still a goal.
How about that? Yeah, I wonder, if anybody listening, if you can beat that.
334,500 miles on her 2004 Toyota Tundra.
That?
No problem with the engine or transmission, so still rolling strong. How about that?
Man, that was a good investment there, buddy.
Yeah,
getting your money's worth.
Yeah, but now see, in 2004, you could probably afford that Tundra.
Yeah,
you know, it's now if you look at a Toyota Tundra from the lot, you're going to have to, you know, give up your first grandchild.
Yeah,
no, I'm not kidding.
And maybe a vital organ.
And a vital organ along with it. Yeah, because I mean, we're talking excess of $80,000.
Oh, wow.
Or plus.
Great.
And I saw, you know, Ford has their Raptor, which is their high-end sports truck.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants the Raptor because it's got the high performance.
Top of the line kind of thing.
Top of the line Raptor truck. $120,000.
For the truck.
For a truck.
Wow.
Yeah, for a Raptor.
If it came with a college education, I might think about it.
Four-door, four-wheel drive, Baja, whole nine yards, whole package, $120,000.
That's
for a status symbol.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
No. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Well, there you go.
So, yeah, you could buy a Tundra today, and it'd probably last you a good long while, but it'll be a good investment.
Again, I think, too, taking good care of them. It goes back to that, keeping, you know, the maintenance done and making sure your oil's changed and all of that stuff that we know we're supposed to do.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Well, we'll go ahead, and I'm just realizing I did not check the backside. Did you put anything
not
in today?
Not today.
Okay, well,
I think
we'll
we're good.
Go with we're good. If you've got an item, call us at 828-884-7610, and Brother R.R. will send it to us, or you can text us at 828-577-1296, and that will come directly to the iPad that Brother Eddie has in his hands.
In my hands. All right. Here's an LG monitor for $15. Also a Burnett Fibernia Funlock Serger for $180. A Seiko Gold watch for $50, and an 87-inch couch. It's tan in color for $180. 577-5663, and leave a message. If no answer, say regarding Swap Shop.
Okay, we've got some folks accepting our how many miles do you have on your vehicle challenge.
Yeah.
And 0580 says, I'm going to let you read that.
This is a 2014 Nissan NV2500. That's a van.
Okay.
The Nissan van 2500, which is the three-quarter ton size van.
A little bit bigger.
Yeah, the high top van. More,
okay.
I don't know whether it's their passenger van or work van, but they've got 520,000 miles.
Wow.
On their 2014 Nissan NV2500 high top van.
I would say.
How about that?
That's a walking billboard for you right there. 520,000 miles.
Yeah, Nissan might be calling you.
I know the big rigs, like, you know, 18-wheelers. I know that
they're designed to do that.
You know, them having that many miles on it, but to have a regular, like, even work-type vehicle.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's our top 10, 520,000.
Yeah. I think another thing quickly while we're there on our text line, the Smoky Mountain Christmas Light Spectacular is going to be what used to be called Inspiration Park.
In Bryson City.
Mm-hmm. Now it's called the Great Smoky Mountains. And I think the Great Smoky Mountains Event Park, giant LED displays of the 12 days of Christmas, along with special displays, drive-through, custom-built light displays. They're open 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. daily, from November the 10th through December the 31st. And they're closed, that'll take care of November, but they'll be closed Christmas Day there. And I went right by there all the time. I go by there all the time when I'm over that way. They're located at 1130 Hyatt Creek Road, and you can buy tickets. So again, that is the Smoky Mountain Event Park. So you can you could look that up.
You pay per vehicle.
You pay per vehicle. Okay. And you can use cash, or you can at the gate, cash or credit card at the gate, or mm-hmm. you can purchase tickets online. And let's see, cars are 20 for cars and family vans, activity vans like church vans and stuff mm-hmm. are 40. Limos are $40 and $80 for tour buses or school buses.
Okay.
So, and that that is supported by local nonprofits. So another big event. Yeah. Not that far away.
Let's try to say Bryson City's what from here?
About an hour, a good hour and a half, maybe okay. if you a good drive, you know, a comfortable drive, hour and a half, hour and 40 minutes maybe.
Yeah.
Not bad.
There you go.
Yeah.
So something else. We're
cool.
trying to keep a big master list of things. So if folks want to know what they can do, we can give you some suggestions
cool.
here, what you can do for Christmas for the kids.
All right.
We used to just go get hot chocolate and drive around and see neighborhoods that were, you know, decked out in lights. And we still kind of do that.
Still do that.
It's kind of local. You don't have to drive so far. Because if you're driving to look at lights, the kids don't necessarily get to get out.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got some in car seats, they get a little weary of being in there for so long. Here's a large indoor yard sale coming up this Saturday at the Balsam Grove Community Center from 8 till noon. And they note that everything is half price, and they will start selling breakfast at 8 a.m., and all veterans will eat for free. Appreciate that kind gesture for our veterans. So again, indoor yard sale, a big one, this Saturday, 8 to noon at the Balsam Grove Community Center.
Here's for sale a Heath guitar amp with reverb with two 12-inch speakers inside it. Also, they have some newer Happy Meal toys, some restaurant equipment, fryers and tea dispensers, and they're also looking for an older car, 40s to 60s model, to drive on the weekends. 255-9033, 255-9033.
7889 says, I have traveled in my power wheelchair 3,610 miles on the second set of motors. That's a lot in a wheelchair.
I mean, that's almost across the United States.
That's pretty much
the distance.
So
from across the United States, one way.
Wow.
Yeah.
When you
how about that?
Put it in perspective like that. There you go. Here we have got somebody looking for a cord of split seasoned hardwood. They live in the Penrose area, 553-4680, 553-4680.
Someone looking for a 4-foot Category 1 3-point hitch bush hog for a smaller tractor. Also, they are needing an extra extendable PTO shaft for a tractor. Please text or leave a voicemail at 678-835-7384, 678-835-7384.
A Muncie 4-speed transmission and a new Hurst Competition Plus shifter with T-handle for GM. Asking $2,900, 685-1894, 685-1894.
And for sale, here's an electric battery-powered bicycle. Comes with a charger, like new condition. Call for more information, 293-5002, 293-5002.
And that's a look at our swap shop items for today. And I was looking here. Don't see any birthdays or anniversaries.
No.
John and Penny Irwin celebrate 15 years tomorrow of marriage. So a little early, but anniversary wishes to the Irwins.
Yeah.
God love those sweet people.
Yes, they are.
And if you know somebody who's celebrating, let us know. Be our pleasure to celebrate right in there with you. 828-884-9427 or 828-577-1296.
Love to hear from you.
We sure would. I got a cancellation notice here about, let me see if I can find it. The Board of Adjustment meeting for the town of Mills River, scheduled for Tuesday, December 13th, has been canceled.
Okay.
So we wanted to let you know of that. And then there was another one here. An oath of office ceremony will be held December 5th at 8 a.m., followed by an organizational meeting of the Board of Commissioners. So that is just an FYI. I think that's going on here. Let me see if I can get it. It's located at the Transylvania County Administration Building, 101 South Broad Street in Brevard. Again, it will be 8 a.m. Monday, December the 5th, and it is open to the public.
Yeah, you're right, Brother Daniel. We need to talk to some evangelists about the mileage on their vehicles.
Yeah.
I can just imagine. I think I heard Brother Ben Carper made a statement in one of his messages one morning at 9 o'clock about, I think, his Crown Victoria right now has over 200 and something thousand miles on. He says it's running as strong as ever.
Wow.
And his Ford Crown Victoria. And he said he'd get in that car and drive it anywhere. Yeah.
I'm thinking of folks, you know, Brother Brian McBride. And Brother Joe Author. And even I'm looking at the Agee family and the Rogers family and so many others that travel.
Yeah.
God bless them.
Lots of miles.
A whole lot.
Yep.
Anything going on? Oh, the Jubilee there at Brother Wayne's.
No, Brother Wayne's church going on their 11th annual after Thanksgiving Jubilee going on. They have two services each day, 10 a.m. and at 7 p.m. A host of preachers is preaching during this week. Brother Chad Watson and Brother Travis Parker, just to name a couple. And they're going to have two meals each day. And also the Agee family's there singing. And I think the Butcher family's there singing.
And
the Masters family. So lots of things going on there, going on each day this week, all the way through Friday, 10 a.m. and at 7 p.m. each day. And also coming up on this coming Friday, the monthly Jubilee, Brother Stanley's church out at Victory Baptist Church in Hendersonville. Prayer room at 7:15, service time at 7:30, and you'll go and enjoy that. I promise you, you'll be blessed. I think, I just missed it. I went too fast.
The mistletoe market takes place in Rosmond right after the parade. Got crafters and vendors, food. They got some free inflatable fun, and they invite you to hang around after the parade and enjoy that.
Yeah, Brother Tony Lambert, wanted to mention his name. He's preaching the meeting there at Brother Stanley's church at Victory Friday night. This coming Friday night, 7:30.
All right. Well, I tell you what, we'll finish up. Brother Daniel sent this, and it's, I think, quite appropriate. We'll finish up today.
Yeah.
Across the Miles.
All right.
God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.
All around this world I've traveled. Through it all I've come to find. As it bind can come unraveled. I've had to face some lonely times, but when I'm tired and feeling low, oh, what a comfort it is. Across the miles, there's someone praying for me. Across the miles, there's someone on their knees. Lifting my name to the Lord above. Enjoying me, I can smile across the miles. Life can be so complicated, walking through it all. Separated, it gives a love a chance to grow. So even though I'm so far away, oh, I'm reminded every day.
across the